Keep up to date with all the happenings in the Stardate universe through our Twitter feed and Facebook page. They tell you what to expect in our radio programs and magazine, let you know about important events, and much more. And also, check out our website, stardate.org. We'll see you there. Stardate, April 16th. A body in the outer solar system has a ring, and it's a bit vexing. It's so far from its host world that it shouldn't exist. Instead, theories of ring behavior say its material should have stuck together to form a moon. The host is Quawar, a dwarf planet. It's about 700 miles across, a third the size of our own moon. And it's more than 40 times farther from the sun than Earth is, in the deep freeze of the Kuiper Belt. Over several years, astronomers used telescopes on the ground and in space to watch as Quawar passed in front of four different stars. The way a star's light fades reveals details about Quawar, such as whether it has an atmosphere. Instruments recorded flickers in the starlight shortly before and after each star passed behind the dwarf planet. That indicated the presence of something that's not completely solid, a ring. It ranges from a few miles to a couple of hundred miles across. The ring is about 2,500 miles from Quawar. Inside about half that distance, Quawar's gravity would keep the ring material from sticking together. At the ring's current distance, though, a moon should form pretty easily. The ring might be kept stirred up by Quawar's one known moon. Or, in the extreme cold, the icy particles that make up the ring might be so hard that they bounce off each other. Whatever the reason, Quawar has an inconvenient ring, one that hasn't behaved the way it was expected to. Our web address is stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin MacDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.